quantitative easing was the Fed's policy to get us out of the recession. After the recession, the government passed a major stimulus program, the Economic Recovery Act. It was $900 billion. It saved the auto industry, it bailed out the banks, but it wasn't enough to get the U.S. economy growing. The Federal Reserve reduced the federal funds rate, the interest rate, to zero and pushed all other interest rates down, but even that wasn't enough. So in order to get the economy growing at a little faster pace, the Fed began quantitative easing. And what that is essentially printing money, putting liquidity into the banking system with the hope that then there would be more loans. It does that by purchasing U.S. Treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities. So it directly pushes down then the longer-term interest rates. It provides more liquidity. And then indirectly, Matt, what it does is it causes more investment in stocks and more investments in real estate because it's less profitable to invest in bonds because the interest rates are lower.
So the $900 billion wasn't enough. How much more money has gone into this recovery?
$3 trillion. It's such a huge number, it's hard to wrap your head around. The Federal Reserve's balance sheet was $1 trillion. They tripled the size of their balance sheet by creating money and putting $3 trillion of liquidity into the banking system and into the economy. What was announced last week was the ending of the program. They're going to stop increasing the amounts of liquidity put into the system. They're not going to shrink it down. They're not going to take the liquidity out, but they're not going to increase from $3 trillion to $4 trillion.
Is there a chance, though, that they could decide they made a mistake and say they have to put more money into it?
There is a chance, but it would compromise their credibility with the financial system. And it appears that the program has worked. It's not that they couldn't do it, but the fact is they don't need to. The economy is growing now 3.5% based on the latest report for gross domestic products. So it has done its job. We now have an economy growing at a reasonable pace, and so therefore the Fed doesn't need to keep stimulating.
What's the downside, though? I mean, what are the risks here?
Well, the biggest risk is inflation. People are concerned with all this extra liquidity, the prices would rise. But there's no evidence of that now. We know that gasoline prices are down, but that's not inflation. That's just one price. But overall, prices have only been rising at about 1.5% on an annual basis. So if the program was left in place and if it continued to increase the amount of stimulus, yes, eventually it would cause inflation. But there still is a lot of slack in the U.S. economy, and there's a lot of slack globally. So in the short run, it's not a problem, and the Fed has decided to stop the stimulus. This marks the midpoint of the recovery.
How long, though, do you think the recovery is going to take?
It always sort of goes peaks and troughs. We just don't know how long the peaks are or how deep the troughs are. But the Federal Reserve has never been able to engineer a so-called soft landing. That is a transition from very high stimulus to a more neutral, nuanced policy or even a reduction in stimulus without causing disruptions to the financial sector and ultimately to the real side of the economy.
Is that what we're seeing now, right after this announcement that the stimulus has ended?
No, but we did see an increase in interest rates, even though the Fed didn't cause that. Markets caused that. Markets always anticipate. The Fed has said, even though they're not going to be stimulating with quantitative easing, they're still going to keep interest rates low for what they said was a considerable amount of time. What that means is, in English, at least through the first half of 2015. But markets are going to anticipate. Markets will push rates up before the Fed starts raising the federal funds rate.
So break it down for somebody who's, say, a homeowner. What does that mean for them?
Well, what it means for them is this is a great time. If you haven't already refinanced, do it now. Refinance to fixed rates. Mortgage rates are not going to be lower over the course of this cycle, I don't believe. I think from here on out, rates are going up, Matt.
Can you see any other short-term impacts to businesses in the central Florida area?
Sure. It means a lot for businesses. I think in the short run, what we should be is aggressive. I think that we have a great amount of momentum going. Orlando's outperforming the state and the nation. The nation's growing at 3.5%. Orlando's probably growing at 5%. So this is a good time to expand business, but one has to be adroit because things are going to slow down in 2016 as rates continue to rise. And by 2017, there's some risk of a recession or certainly a significant slowdown. So how does one be aggressive now and take advantage of the opportunities without overshooting? That's always the management challenge.